Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, John Kowalski. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on February 4th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Ukrainian city of Kyiv was attacked by Russian missiles despite President Donald Trump's messaging of good news on the Russo-Ukrainian war. The war has been going on for over 1,400 days now, with Kharkiv and Kyiv both still facing bombings despite apparent talks with the Kremlin by President Donald Trump. The Wildcats will not play their first two games at the new Ryan Field Stadium, but rather at the temporary Lakeside Stadium currently in place. The new Ryan Field Stadium, costing over $865 million, is set to open in October of this year. The U.S. shot down an Iranian drone approaching one of the country's aircraft carriers. This comes before hopes for nuclear talks between U.S. and Iranian diplomats. Oil barrel prices rose by $1. President Trump announced a trade deal between the United States and India. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, after agreeing to stop buying Russian oil, came to an agreement with Trump in which tariffs on India would be reduced from 50 to 18%. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm John Kowalski. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, Friday at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you Friday for another edition of the Daily Cat in our regular broadcast here.